Now, one or two examples of symbols from painting and iconography. There's, for instance, the 11-headed and the 1,000-armed Avalokiteshvara. Avalokiteshvara is, generally speaking, the Bodhisattva of compassion. And this form in particular, with 11 heads, to our way of thinking, a very grotesque idea, and 1,000 arms, represents absolute compassion. Compassion operating simultaneously in all directions, in all possible ways. The 1,000 arms represent the innumerable expedients of compassion to help and to save living beings. And it's significant that each arm terminates in a hand in which there is an eye, which means that even in the remotest operations of compassion, there is awareness, there is wisdom. There's a little saying that I'm fond of quoting to the effect that it takes all the wisdom of the wise to undo the harm done by the merely good. So the activity of compassion is not a sort of goody-goodying kind of activity, divorced from awareness, divorced from wisdom. The compassion is there, that's represented by the 1,000 outstretched arms and hands, but the wisdom, the awareness is also there in the midst, represented by the eye in the palm of the hand. Now, the 11 heads are, by the way, the 11 directions, north, south, east and west, the intermediate points, the zenith, the nadir, and the middle. Then there's the green Tara, one of the most beautiful figures in Tibetan Buddhism. The colour, green, as I've said, represents peace, represents salvation from dangers. And you find that the left hand holds a lotus, and that the lotus has three blossoms, three lotus blossoms, blue. One is quite open, one is half open, and one is just a bud. And these three represent the Buddhas of the three periods of time. It's as though Tara, the green Tara, manifests herself as the Buddhas of the three periods of time. The Buddha of the past is fully opened. He's gone, as you were. He's reached perfection. The Buddha of the present, half open, because his dispensation, his teaching is still in force, still survives. And then the bud represents the Buddha of the future who has not yet come. So these three blossoms, open, half open, and just budding, represent the Buddhas of the three times. And then Tara wears, the green Tara wears a tiara of five skulls, or sometimes five jewels, representing the five wisdoms. No time to go into all that. And again, she has 2 feet. It might sound that it's odd to say she has 2 feet. You say, well, why not? Well, not in Tibetan Buddhism. Sometimes there are 10 feet, or sometimes there are 16, or sometimes there are 24. So we specify 2 feet. One is in the lotus posture, like this. And that means that she's always in meditation. But the other is just hanging down. She's ready to step out into the world. So one represents immersion within in the absolute in meditation. The other represents engagement without in the world through compassion. Now, these are just some, just a few of the symbols of Tibetan Buddhist art. And you can perhaps imagine for yourself the effect on the minds of people who are in touch with them all the time that these symbols will have. We suffer from a dearth of symbols. We don't have any symbols. The nearest we get usually is a Christmas tree, maybe at Christmas time, or something of that sort, but no real symbols. But the Tibetan Buddhist is surrounded, or was surrounded, by symbols. The Tibetan atmosphere is saturated in symbols and in symbolism. Wherever you look, you see a stupa or a three-story temple or someone twirling a prayer wheel or telling their beads, or you see a tanka. Or even your social customs, your etiquette, the way in which you eat and drink and receive friends and visitors, this all has a symbolical value. It all helps to put you in touch with that which is beyond the symbols, but to which the symbols point, these higher levels of being and consciousness and reality. Not all Tibetans understand the meanings of their symbols, but at least they've got a sort of sense. Even if they don't intellectually understand, they have a sort of sense of something greater, wider, higher, nobler, more spiritual, lying above and beyond, and at the same time interpenetrating them all. So therefore we can see that the symbols of Tibetan Buddhist art, in fact Tibetan Buddhist art itself, or Tibetan art itself, is a very important aspect, a vital aspect of Tibetan Buddhism generally. And perhaps we can say in conclusion that our own lives would be a little richer. certainly a little more interesting if they could incorporate more symbolism of a spiritual nature. If that could be brought about, if that could happen, then perhaps we would be not quite so much estranged and alienated and sundered from reality as at present that we usually are.